Welcome back to Shy Proceed Podcast. I am your host, Earlene Mango, aka Elise Main. And today I have a good friend of mine, my podcast sister, my boo, author, blogger, mom, wife, mother, an amazing educator, cares about herself, cares about her children, cares about some self-care. We have today Janae Strickland Nunn. Janae.
Let me tell you something. I feel like I'm lucky. Like you hit me.
Janae, you are like, you're not new to this. You old to this. You know, you true to this, right? Professional from a red couch, podcast, blogger, author, contributing writer to many articles. You have done it all. You do it all. You are the self-care thug, okay?
You know what I'm saying?
We thugging it today.
I'm not about to throw up no signs.
Self-care thug. You know, I say all that because it really is who you are. You know, you're a wife, you're a bonus mom, you're an amazing teacher, exceptional blogger.
Thank you.
A number one content creator in my mind. You know, we can all learn some things from you. Published author.
Who?
Published author. And then, you know, and you don't even give yourself enough credit. You don't even give yourself enough. I mean, you're so deep in the whole imposter syndrome. It's ridiculous. But like, who am I to talk, right?
Right. Like I am. I am fully owning up to my imposter syndrome because I am realizing it is stopping me from, I'm the only person that's stopping me from being greater than what I could ever be. And you are right. I don't talk about none of the things I do because I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. And if somebody, you know, if somebody said to me wrong, I'm gonna be like, wait, hold on. What you say? You know, so I try to.
Yeah.
You know, it's I'm in protective mode. That's what I really see it as right now. It's like, oh, that's my baby, and that's my baby, and that's my baby too. And I don't want to share it with the world because I don't want the world to hurt it. So I got to protect it.
I wanted to open up this season with you because self-care, it's the beginning of the year.
Yes.
And many of us go through the same routine every beginning of the year with resolutions and visioning and change ups and brand new and new this and new that. And you truly have taken your darkest days and made them into your own therapy. And you have lived your life now moving forward as continuing to better yourself, heal yourself, and you do that through writing. Mm-hmm. You do that through blogging. You do that through helping others, and also doing one of the hardest jobs in the world, being a teacher.
Yeah,
and you're a wife, and you're a bonus mom. So you added all of this within the past 4 years of your life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's a lot.
Yeah,
and you wrote a book a long time ago. We won't say long time ago, and it wasn't, and your heart wasn't in it.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
Your heart wasn't in it.
Yeah.
And we decided in 2020 to say, you know what? Damn this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the self-care thug. I'm preaching a whole lot of self-care. We're having 5-minute talks. I'm giving you checklists. I'm giving you affirmations every day.
You know.
And I'm not walking in some truth. I'm calling you out. We're not walking in some truth.
Yeah.
So. Before we get into all of that, because I'm talking to you like everybody know you and everybody may not know you because it's a new year. Please, you know, tell us a little bit about you, who you are, what you got going. Confessional Red Couch, go ahead.
Yeah, my loves, my joys, and thank you so much, Earlene, for having me on. Like, I always appreciate coming on Shall We Proceed, and you know, because it's not a different vibe. It's kind of a different vibe, but it really isn't because we stand, like our shows, we stand in our truths and we let truth be told. So, you know, and I love it. I love coming on here. So thank you for having me. And for those of you who don't know me, I am Janae Strickland Nunn, the self-care thug. I am the creator and producer and writer of Confessions from Red Couch, blog and podcast. And all of it is just about improving the relationship with yourself so you don't take your trash to others, because nobody wants your unresolved issues. Because they don't. Because we're grown. Like right now, you know, we too old for that. We too old for that. And so I just build around self-love and self-care and self-awareness. Because if you could form a really good relationship with yourself, you start looking at your triggers, you start looking at things that, you know, get you down, things that make you happy, you know, the positive and the negatives about yourself, you could start loving and appreciating yourself and presenting yourself in true form to other people, you know, and it doesn't matter. And it wouldn't matter if they accept you or not, because you accept yourself. So that's what Confessions from a Red Couch is all about. And I did write a book. I wrote a book called The Journey Back to Loving Yourself. I wrote the first edition in 2019, just to honestly say I could write a book. You want to know the truth? I was just trying to get it out there, you know, listening to all these gurus, you know, business gurus, like get it out there and sell it, get it out there and sell it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get it out there so I could sell it. And then I was like, people were like, you're not promoting it. But it's because I was just trying to get it out there to sell it. And so, I came back, like you said, last year, 2020 was hard as hell. It was hard as hell. You know, y'all might have seen me on the podcast and I was trying to, it was hard as hell. That was a lot, you know, the pandemic and not knowing how the world of education was going to go. And how we don't know what it's going to go from here. Like, it's really tough. And it was taking like a toll on me. And that was the one thing that I can control, or the things that I could create. So I decided to go back to the journey back to loving yourself and add my heart in it, like more of my heart in it, more of me in it. And the second edition is out now on, it's an ebook on Kindle. Ta-da!
And I love it. And what I want to go back to what you said, and let's make this clear. So the second edition is out. You took the book in 2019, which you actually started writing way before 2019. And you sat on it.
Yep.
And you didn't finish it. You were just playing with it.
I was.
And you were taking advice.
Quit telling my business.
Oh, I'm that friend. What? I'm going to give you the truth. You sat on it. You know, it's a safe space. I'm going to tell you the truth.
It is.
You sat on it. And like you just said, you were taking advice because you were building a brand, building a business, building Confessions from a Red Couch, because the blog started as your own way of self-reflection and healing.
Yes.
I'm going to write about what I'm going through because I'm battling. And this is how I heal, or this is how I...
This is how I'm figuring out what was all going on in my life. Like, it was just crazy. You know, I had a big health change and then a mental health change, and it was a lot to deal with. And I couldn't understand why. And I couldn't understand. Let me put it this way. So if y'all don't know my story, I could tell it a little bit. So in 2015, I was diagnosed with a blood clot. Don't know how it happened. Have no clue how it happened. Then after that, spent some time in the hospital, was let out. And the doctor told me I had to stay home. Like, I couldn't go back to my job. And I was a teacher and a coach. And I could not understand that. Like, that was bothering me to just sit at home. Like, who wants to just sit at home? That's not fair. And if y'all know me, like, I'm up and moving. And I was a coach as well. And so I was trying to sneak back up to work just so I could coach or get things done. And I initially, my athletic director told me if he saw me on campus again, he was going to have me escorted home by campus security. And I didn't want that to be my embarrassing moment. So I sat home and I started the blog because I needed to understand why I couldn't spend time by myself. What was wrong with me that I didn't want to be by myself with myself? So I decided to start the blog. I started writing out feelings, you know, emotions. I even had one as to why I couldn't be a Southern Belle. You know, it was stuff like that. It was just things, my thoughts, my emotions, you know, that whole, I had to get it all out. And And so I shared it, like I would share it little by little, you know, on my Facebook page. And people were like, girl, I was going through that too. I'm happy somebody else felt the same way. And I was like, oh, well, I guess y'all like it. So I'll keep going.
And that's the important thing. I think what you did, and you probably didn't even know it, like you said, until someone's acknowledged, like, you helped me. Uh-huh. We all feel so alone when we go through things. And I was speaking to someone last night about when it comes to why we do not seek out mental health help. Mm-hmm. Is because we have this embedded trauma and mindset of you do not discuss what you're going through. That's one.
Yep.
Two, the fear of you already saw someone else speak their truth and get laughed at, get looked crazy at, or looked down upon. And no matter how much we try to raise ourselves and our children as being independent, we have force-fed each other. You better fit in.
Yeah, you have to fit in.
You have to fit in.
And, you know, and that was my problem because I've been fitting in for so long. You know, I could wear a mask. I knew when I went out in public who everybody wanted Janae to be. And I could be that. I was a professional at wearing this mask and being the Janae that everybody wanted Janae to be. And inside, I was literally like going crazy, you know. And that's, I feel like that's what we do. We just wear these masks, like you said, to fit in. But for what? For what?
For no reason. For no reason. And I think, you know, the first book when you wrote it, and I have a copy of it, my little Kindle, and you did not promote it. You did not. I couldn't even say, girl, why are you not promoting this? Because I understand.
Yeah.
I overstand. Mm-hmm. Your heart wasn't in it. And I think the hardest thing is when we do things for other people, there's no love behind it. Mm-mm. You know, and just because you're writing a blog and you have personality doesn't mean you really want at that time, at that moment in your life, you didn't want to be in the forefront. Mm-mm. You didn't want to help anyone else.
I didn't.
You were doing that for you.
Uh-huh. I was just it was because my therapist told me to do it. She was like, start a blog. And I was like, girl, no. And she said, no, do it. It'll be like a journal. You don't have to publish it if you don't want to. She was like, but start a blog. So it was more so about, like I said, working through my emotions because my therapist told me to do it, not because I really wanted to help anybody. I didn't want anybody to know I was going crazy.
The funny thing is, though, I think, and it's hypocritical, right? Because you were still truly at the beginning of your journey of finding out, answering all those questions you're asking yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I promote something that I'm not even living?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, and it's funny. People look at you, Janae. I look at you like, girl, she got it going on. She amazing. Bloop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Come through, coach. Come through, teach. Come through, sexy.
Come through a mess. Come through a mess.
So let me ask you this. So you have the second edition.
Yeah.
You know, The Journey Back to Loving Yourself, a step-by-step guide to self-reflection, self-care, and self-love.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you, what does self-reflection look like?
Self-reflection is looking at your whole self, everything. Every single thing, looking at your whole self truth. That's what I really want to say. And accepting it, you know, looking at it and owning up to everything that you are. The ugly part, the great parts, the parts, you know, the parts you want to hide from everybody. Owning up to all of that, because that all makes you who you are. And, you know, we hear in society like, oh, you have to, you know, don't. You know, it's always about self-help. Fix yourself, fix yourself, fix yourself. But you also have to accept yourself. You have to. So that's what, for me, self-reflection is about: looking at myself, looking at my flaws, looking at my strengths, looking at my weaknesses, looking at my, you know, my squishy parts that I don't want nobody to see. Like, look at, and not just, you know, not just mentally or spiritually, like, your body too. Look at that too. Like, look at all of it and accept it for what it is, like right there in front of you.
How long did it take for you to get to that point?
I'm still getting to that point. You want me to be honest? It's a daily thing. It's a daily process. It's never, you know, a one-stop fix thing. And I think I said that in a book, like it is seriously a journey. It is a journey you will take throughout your life because we change throughout life. You know, I'm not the same person. I'm not the same person I was at 21. I'm not the same person I was at 25. I'm not the same person I was at 30, you know, and I know when I went in a couple more years, when I knock on that 40 door, and I keep saying a couple more years, but it's just a year and a half. When I hit that 40 door, you know, I'm not going to be that same person. You know, it's just, we're constantly changing. So self-love, self-reflection, self-acceptance, self-care is a constant process. The only way we're going to get to the end is when, you know, you take that last breath.
So self-reflection, self-care, you already answered mm-hmm. the self, what all of that is. But I want you to really explain to everyone, we understand self-care. That's, yeah. I mean, we've been talking about self-care now for a while, a few years, yeah. mm-hmm. and that's easy. And whatever it looks like for you is what self-care is for you, okay? I think, and I really feel deep down, the hardest one for women and men and young children who are coming into their own to understand is self-love.
Yeah.
Because it's layered. Mm-hmm. So self-care thug, please explain in your words, your journey to self-love.
It's so hard because my journey to self-love is more about creating boundaries, not walls, not, you know, how I used to be. I used to be real like sheltered, like not let anybody in. But it's creating healthy boundaries to make sure that my attitude, the way I think about myself, the way I feel about myself stays positive. So it's loving myself when other people don't love me. It's loving yourself when you feel rejection. It's knowing that you are still an amazing person or you're still who you are, you know, regardless of what people think about you, regardless of if you lost that job, regardless of any mistake that you have made, that you are still the person that you need to be for yourself at that moment. And you know that you can improve that if you want to, or if you don't and you're okay with it, you're still loving who you are. So I hope I answered that question right.
Of course you did. That is your answer. Hell. It is your answer. Yeah. So I'm really excited because you did something that many people do not do. You went back and corrected, you pivoted. Mm-hmm. You realized that you have all these things, you do all these things. You're now speaking up more about what your accomplishments are, mm-hmm. how hard you have worked to get to them. It's not an easy road. Nothing was handed to you. But you went back and you said to yourself, self, because I'm making this up, but I feel it's what you said, self, that wasn't Janae in mm-hmm. the first book. I was just on this momentum that wasn't my own momentum. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let me pause myself and say this. It's really easy to get caught up in the on the train of, okay, this is what you got to do. You got to, this is the prototype. This you got to do. You got a mm-hmm. blueprint. Your blog, make it in the book, yeah. bam, bam, make money. And sometimes it's not about making the money. It's not always about that. Mm-mm. And I think when you make the motivation monetary,
it doesn't feel good.
And that's not who you are.
Yeah.
That wasn't the point of working on yourself, love, self-care, self-reflection. Mm-hmm. You wanted to share and not even realizing you were opening up to other people. Oh, she looks like me. She sounds like me. Mm-hmm. She's a regular woman like I am. And she's struggling. Yeah. I can relate. Mm-hmm. So I love the fact that you said, you know what? That wasn't me. Let me take this book and do it the way it needs to be done. How hard was that process for you?
It was, so I printed out the first edition, right? And I looked at it and I was like, I don't like none of this. I don't like the format. It was a whole, like, you know, truth moment. I don't like the format. I don't like the way this looks. I don't like the colors. I don't like the cover. And I just told myself the truth. Like, you don't really like this. It was good. You know, people say, oh, you're a published author. And when they would say that, I would like cringe. Like, don't say, you know, it's like,
you didn't feel authentic at all.
Yeah. I was like, I was like, thank you. But it didn't feel right. Mm-hmm. And so to go back to that book, it was because I was in a place of I needed to create something and put like who I really was into the book. I needed to really put like, this is Janae. Like, this is me. This is the way I really talk. This is the way I really act. You know, just this is the language and the verbiage. You know, I'm educated. So, you know, I do know I have to write as a scholar, but I still wanted to put like who I am into it. So when I went back, I read it and I was like, this sounds so dry. Who is this? Who wrote this? Who did this? Who did this? What is this? And it was at a point where I needed to create because it helped my mental, where I was mentally, because I was low. And I was like, okay, we got to find something that can bring you back out. So what is it? And I was like, let's hit the book first. And then the podcast is going to be next. And then, you know, and you are going to be who you are and you're going to stop looking at all these, you know, this is how your stuff should be. This is who you should be. You know, this is what you should be. This is how long it should be. This is what you should. I completely had an epiphany, like with the book at the end of last year and with the podcast at the beginning of this year. Screw all that stuff. People, you either going to accept who I am on my podcast or you just, and the book and whatever I put in, or you're not.
Who you telling?
It really is what it is right now.
You know, it's so funny. And I think so many is going to be able to relate to this. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. Mm-hmm. You always have that group that's trying to tell you, this is how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
And that works if my reasoning is your reasoning. Mm-hmm.
But that's
That's not your reasoning. And we get so caught up in the whirlwind of you need to do this. Mm-hmm. And I have to be mindful sometimes of not doing that to people, like, you better get on it, you better do this. And I do that loving push. I'm like, you know what? Don't do that because you don't want anybody doing it to you.
Right.
You don't want anybody doing it to you. And I will say, you know, when I read your second edition, it felt different. Mm-hmm. It felt different. It read differently. And I told you, it felt so much more intimate and relatable. Mm-hmm. And it seemed more like who you are.
Yeah.
So how proud are you of the finished product? And how long did it take you to revamp it?
So I'm still not proud, not going to lie. I want to change my cover. And I'm going to be changing my cover soon. So I can't help it. I didn't like the cover. I got like some critique on a cover that I did have. And I was like, so if I change it to this, I don't like the cover. It's boring. So I'm still not all the way happy. The content, I love it. I read it again. And I was like, girl, that's you. And this is your, because when I wrote the book, it was like a love letter to myself. Like it was a Janae, you're okay no matter what stage you're in. You know, this stage might hurt, but this is the path that you're taking. So, you know, if I ever need to go back to it, for me, it was like a tool that I could go back to and be like, okay, this hurts right now. Oh, I feel all kind of emotional because this is the way I really feel about my stuff. Like, I don't know. Sorry, guys. I don't know.
I just feel your feels.
Yeah. So it's just like so much more to me than what it was before. Like, it wasn't just the whole get it out. It was really read through this. Would you want this as a guide for you? Would you want this as somebody to give this to you and you would read it because it would help you? Like, is that what you want And so when I went back through it, that's what I wanted to put in it. Like, hey, girl, you might be struggling right here. Hey, girl, let's talk about your self-talk because you're messing up, you know, because that's things that I go through. I go through negative self-talk. I go through what I call self-abuse. You know, I go through things like that. And so I wanted to make sure I had like a little manual guide just to be like, OK, I'm going through this. All right. You know, and I could read it and be good.
Yeah. And it's really important to truly love what you put out because it's out there. And once you release it, it's out there.
Yeah.
Words cannot be taken back. Even though you wrote the first one and you may have deleted it from everywhere possible, you think it's out there.
It's still out there.
Out there. And it's all about being your authentic self. You know, your platform, well, who you are and what you started was built on finding yourself again, loving yourself again, figuring out why, making why overall, why this, why that. And no one can tell you how to package that.
Mm-mm.
No one can tell you, they can advise you on certain things.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's hard for me to take advice on certain things because that's not my intention to do what I'm doing or whatever isn't for this or that.
It's not.
And I try not to tell anyone, well, this is what you got to do because I don't know that's why I always ask, but what's your purpose? What's your why?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to do this?
Yeah.
And to me, if you don't enjoy it because you don't enjoy the why, it's not going to work out.
That's so true. That's true.
It's not gonna work out.
That is true. Oh,
We got the new book, the second edition's out.
Mm-hmm.
You change the cover.
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm sorry. I got to change it. I got to.
So how was 2020 for you besides all of that and knowing why you started blogging, knowing why you wrote the book the first time and how hard 2020 was for everyone?
Yeah.
And dealing with your own mental wellness. How did you navigate all of that being a wife, a mom, an educator? Because you ended up being a teacher year round last year. Pretty much you was year round. And finding time. So what advice can you give someone when it comes to navigating all of that and still keeping yourself mentally sane?
I don't know, because at the end I wasn't. I'll be honest. I was not. I took a long hiatus after like my last. I don't even know if I posted the last episode of last year on time, like I was supposed to.
The struggle was real.
Absolutely real. When I got to Christmas break, your girl was done. Like I was
literally.
I was done with everything. Like, I didn't care. I was like, you know what? If I don't shut down, like, it's y'all gonna have to take me somewhere and put me away for a second. Like, that's where I was because it was just so much going on. So to finish the book, that felt great. Oh, that felt amazing. And when I finally put it on, and I was still struggling with that, but like I said, I think that was one of the things that kept me going and pushing. You know, like, hey, do this. Hey, get this done because you enjoy this and this makes you happy. And so when I got the book done, I was like, it's finished. And bye, y'all. Like I went silent. Bye, everybody. And it felt good because I needed it. I really did need it. And yeah. It's hard, guys. Like, I'm not going to paint a pretty picture. Like, you know, I can maintain and everything was perfect. And I had all these systems set up. I did, but I don't have a system set up for COVID. I didn't have a system set up for surgeries. I didn't have a system set up for any of the stuff that I went through last year. I didn't have a system. So, you know, I was just grasping on the things that made me happy. So that's what
And you did a great job. But I understand. I was shutting down by November. I was like, y'all gonna get what you gonna get. Y'all gonna get what you gonna get. And Yeah, I'm struggling now. You don't get what you don't get. They love you if this show get posted. I'm just saying, you don't get what you don't get.
I love y'all. I love me more.
Love y'all. Mm-hmm. But, and that's another part of self-care, being able to say no and being okay with it, not letting anyone pressure you to be authentically like, no, that's my no is my no.
I don't want to do it.
Like, I know my body's tired. I'm not going to do it. So whatever.
Like, all these people telling you, you got to be consistent. You got to be consistent. No, I got to shut down. That's what I got to do.
I'm here. Mm-hmm. And if you care for me, when I pop back up, I'll be right back here.
Exactly. Again. Be same place.
So let me ask you to wrap up this part of speaking with you and talking with Janae Strickland Nunn of Confessions from a Red Couch.
From a red couch.
Give me five, and you on the red couch. Give me five self-care tips that work for you. This is what Janae does that you really feel we can grasp and get from your book.
I have a daily routine. Set a daily routine. And I'm not saying like, you know, everything is structured, but have your mornings and evenings structured to where you start off peaceful and you end peaceful. That's the way I kind of structure my days. So when I say a daily routine, that should be part of your self-care. Start off peaceful, end peaceful. Start off with good intentions and positive things, end with letting everything go. Reflecting over what happened and then let it go so you could go to sleep. And that's another self-care tip. Get your sleep. Go to bed. All that whole, I got six jobs, I don't get tired, is a lie. Go to sleep so your mind and your body can heal. Rest. That's my second one. Because y'all like to stay up. I like to take naps, okay? I'm just saying. My third one is to what we just said. Say no. Do not overcommit. Do not overcommit. Do not overcommit yourself. Let your no's be no. You don't have to explain your no. You don't have to tell why people you don't want to do it. Do not overcommit. And I know sometimes people are like, well, that's how you pass up money. But money doesn't always equal peace. All money ain't good money. Say no. So that's number three, right? Okay. Number four is have a lazy day. Have some day in your schedule, whatever, where you just have a lazy day. And when I mean lazy day, I really mean lazy day. Like turn on Netflix or have your lineup of good movies. Get your favorite quilt or blanket. Lay on your favorite couch and have a lazy day. Because we run around so much in this world, and that goes with the overcommitting, but we run around so much that we don't give ourselves time to just have downtime. Sometimes it's okay to not have anything to do. That's a good thing. That's number four. And then number five, my favorite self-care tip is get a therapist. Get a therapist. Your mental health is important. We are past the days where getting a therapist is taboo. You need to go talk to somebody, work out your past traumas. We all have past traumas. No matter how much we want to say we had the best lives possible. Yeah, our parents try to give us the best lives that they could, but it was still some jacked up stuff that happened to you. And you need to talk to a professional. I think that's it. That was five.
I had to write them down. I said, let me write that down. And sleep is number one. I realize also that sleep is so important. I've been going to bed by 9 o'clock. Now I'm like, oh, my body's tired. Okay, see y'all in the morning.
Go to bed. Like even now, I know I have stuff to do, but guess what? That stuff's gonna happen tomorrow. Wait. It's gonna work because I'm going to bed.
Absolutely. That's one thing I have to say. 2020 taught me was. At the end of the day, I'm not going to allow anybody to run me rapid and run me crazy because I saw other people being ran crazy. Like, oh, that's
no. I can't do that no more.
I'm not doing that anymore. Mm-hmm. Janae, I really want to say thank you so much for coming on, discussing your book, discussing who you are. You've done it with me many, many times.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to promote your book and your second edition because I know you're so proud of it this time. And you really put your heart into it. And the words you have written now and the formatting and everything about it is more genuinely who you are. And but you still need to promote this one more than you do.
I am. I promise you. I promise you I am. I got you. I got the plan. I'm ready. I'm
good.
You know, I have come to the conclusion if I don't love myself, won't nobody my stuff. And if I don't put my stuff out there, won't nobody ever see it. So.
And that's all that as long as. But the thing is that you, now you like it. Now you're doing what you want to do. It's not about the dollar bills. Not. It's all about. You're in a good place. You're in a better. You're in a better place, and it now reflects really who you are as a woman.
Yeah,
because you're in a whole new different phase of life from 2019. Well, from when you first started writing that book.
Yeah.
Now,
you know what I mean?
So before I let you go, please tell everyone what you have going on, what's coming up, what's new, and where to find you.
Well, guys, so once again. I'm Janae, the host and creator and writer and author of Confessions from a Red Couch blog and podcast. You can catch the podcast number one every single day because I give morning positive affirmations every weekday. Every Mondays, I do 5 minutes on the Red Couch live on Facebook and Instagram. And also you'll hear the recording. And then every Wednesdays at 7 p.m., it is the full episode of Confessions from a Red Couch. This week, I had to edit, so y'all gonna get it next week. Y'all gonna get a double header next week, but I'm okay with that. Also, check out the book, The Journey Back to Loving Yourself, the second edition. It is available on Kindle. It is an ebook format. If you don't want the ebook format, don't worry. Hard copy is coming soon. It's coming this this year. So check it out. Love my things. No, I'm playing. I love my things. So if y'all like them, that's fine. But I love my stuff. So it's just there. Also, the website is getting a makeover. So it will be available next week. Let me make sure it's next week. I think it's next week. I'll tell y'all. Just follow me on Facebook and Instagram. It's Confessions from a Red Couch. And you'll get all the announcements.
Yeah.
Thank you, Janae. Please follow her things. Like her things. And she's not going to tell you anymore, but I'm going to say it. Like her things. Follow her things. She truly is the self-care thug. If you want self-care tips from someone who has been through it, who lives it, it is honest, authentic, and real, and relatable. That's the most important thing, relatable. This is a real woman who has been through real things, who lives a real life, who has real emotions.
I do.
It's not made up, and it's not about trying to get money out of your pocket. Everything that she does is done with true love.
Yeah.
And
if I could give my book away for free, or if you want a free copy. Will. Just ask me. I got y'all. Like, for real.
That's who she is. So that should tell you right there. Janae, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. Everyone, please make sure you follow Janae. Get her book. It's on Kindle. You are amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Talk to y'all later.